You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and this is episode number 547. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. We really do appreciate that you do so.
Yes, we really do appreciate it. We also appreciate you listening to us jabber about the very people that make this podcast possible. I'm talking about the authors of Living the Drone Life. If you go to droneyoubook.com, you can get the formula to the insider's guide on living the drone life. And if you have bought the book, please leave us a review. We really appreciate the 67 five-star reviews that are on Amazon right now. And guess what? The audiobook is now available through audible.com. So if you're an audio listener, good news, you can check it out. Also, a very special thanks to the guys at Unmanned Systems and Solutions. If you go to unmannedsas.com/drone you, they will fix your drone. Think of them as the drone mechanic. No, they will not come and shoot you and take your drone. They will fix your drone, though. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about with the mechanic.
I do, the movie, yeah.
That being said, check them out, unmannedsas.com/drone you for $29.95. Guess what? They're going to diagnose your drone. They're going to send you a packing slip so that you can ship your drone to them. And chances are you'll have your drone back in 2 weeks when it's fixed. If you do elect to fix it with them, guess what? $20 of the $29.95 goes back towards fixing the drone.
They're located in the U.S., your drone stays in the U.S., and they're run by veterans, they're owned by veterans. That's what we love about them, among other things. But check them out if you have issues with your drone.
Definitely check them out. All right, guys, well, let's get into the podcast. Oh, man, it has been a long week. Very excited. Heading to Arizona and then California this week. Should be a lot of fun. I like the West.
Headed to the water?
Yes, finally. Good. I'm missing the water.
I'm glad. You need to be by the water.
I'm a water baby.
We need you to sort of be refueled
Zen.
By the water.
I may even stay another day and just try to work on some of our outlines. As if I get them done, it's worth staying.
I guess I can't argue with that.
Anyway, let's play that question.
How y'all doing? This is Lamont from South Carolina. Giving y'all a question here. Appreciate the podcast, by the way. On par, you know what I'm saying? And so, what's the best iPad I should use for the Phantom 4 Pro? You see, I got this concern that if I get the wrong kind of iPad, you know what I'm saying, that my features will be limited. And I don't want that. I want all the features available. Do I gotta buy like some kind of GPS-enabled iPad? In other words, what's the best screen that I can use to pair with my Phantom 4 Pro? You feel me? All right, y'all. Appreciate your podcast. Take care.
Lamont, thank you, man. Thank you for listening.
Do feel you, brother.
Yeah, definitely. And thank you for the question. If you guys have a question, go to astroneu.com. And we actually, and I don't bring it up that much, but we actually get a lot of emails about this, Paul. Like, what is the best tablet? What should I be using with? Especially when people get a new drone, when a new drone comes out, that question sort of resurfaces.
Definitely. And it's a good question. And I think we're actually a good group to answer the question because it gets so hot here that we have had problems that most people probably haven't had and then probably won't have until it's the middle of the summer and then they're out on a job and all of a sudden their iPad's overheating and they have no FPV feed and they can't get any footage. So this is a problem and it's something that I think a lot of pilots empathize with. And let me just say this. I do not use an iPad. I have an iPad. You guys bought me an iPad that we train on and use and all that, but I don't use it anymore.
Your phone, right?
I use my phone, and I use my phone for one simple reason. It won't overheat. So if I have my phone...
Which is the 7?
This is the iPhone 6S. I don't like the iPhone 7.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm not... I like Apple, but I'm not an Apple fanboy.
Understand. So you use the 6S, and that works great for you.
Yes. No, it does. It does work great for me. And when you plug it in, one reason to buy the Phantom 4 Pro, guys, over all the other old drones, it charges your phone. Mm-hmm. It seriously charges your phone as you're flying. So anyway, I use my iPhone 6S because it doesn't overheat. We live in the desert. If it's over 105 degrees, no matter which iPad you get, it begins to overheat. And when it overheats, you lose your FPV feed until finally your iPad just overheats and shuts off.
And as I understand it, and I don't know this well at all, so correct me, but some of the new iPads have even more of an issue with overheating than some of the older ones. Is that true? Or have you not heard that?
That is true. You're saying the newer ones overheat more than the old ones.
Have a propensity to overheat more than the old ones.
Very true. Okay. Yes, very true.
Because to deal with some of the things that Lamont's talking about, for example, making sure you've got the most advanced technology to get all the advanced features of the P4 Pro, now you're dealing with an iPad that actually has more propensity for overheating.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of, it's double-edged there.
Exactly, which is why I, again, go back to my phone. Now, a lot of people are like, I don't know how you can see anything on that phone. I can't even see if my stuff is in focus. I know a lot of older guys, this screen is too small for them. And I totally feel you.
Yeah.
So get the iPhone 6S Plus.
Okay. All right. So, but let's
it's literally like this much bigger.
Right.
So
yeah, they're pretty darn big.
It's like having a mini iPad in your pocket, except again, it has less propensity to overheat.
I think my Galaxy Note is big and that 6S Plus is actually bigger than this.
Yes.
So it's a pretty big screen. But you still might have somebody, Lamont, for example, that says, I don't want to use my phone. What is the best iPad?
iPad Mini 4.
Okay.
Because it's got the fastest processor in it. It's, you know, I really wish I could take these iPads apart. If it were me, if I could do anything, what I would do is I would build my own tablet with like 32 gigs of RAM, the fastest, you know, graphics card I could find, a great, you know, A9 or higher processor, and then load, you know, Mac OS or mobile iOS into it, and then it do whatever I want. It just not be an iPad, because one thing I don't like about iPads is the lack of flexibility. Even when you take them apart, you cannot change the RAM out. The RAM is soldered to the board.
Right.
So it's just, it's unfortunate. But I'm going to go default to iPhone. And a lot of people even say, well, Paul, you're an Apple freak, blah, 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 blah. We use the Osmo with your phone to record the screen. And I could never use an Android tablet ever again for anything DJI, because you do not have nearly the flexibility in the app that you have on an iPhone, which is weird.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Like, you mean like some of the features aren't there?
Correct.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. So I kind of feel bad for you.
You need to do a side-by-side test for people.
Well, Ilker and I had to. So.
Well, I know, but we need to do that and show people why you're saying that, because there's a lot of Android users out there.
I know there are. And I totally understand why, too. There's a lot of good reasons to have Android, and I get it. Trust me. I just feel a little bit more secure with iPhones. In fact, I have not updated my iOS in 2 years. I'm running on like a very old iOS and I don't care.
Right.
So, but anyway, that being said, we talked about the tablet iPad Mini 4. Now, the last thing I want to say is if you are worried that you're going to be in a hot area, it's humid, if it's humid, it's over 90 degrees, you're definitely going to have this problem. If you're in the dry desert sun, you know, keep your stuff in the shade, you won't have a problem. Otherwise, if you are in the sun, there is good news for you tablet users. This last weekend, my buddy went to a conference in Las Vegas. It was a production conference, and someone actually invented a cooling fan tablet case for the iPad Mini.
Very cool.
The first one.
So is it available
no.
to the public yet?
Not to my knowledge.
Well, if it was there, I'm sure the plan is to make it available soon, because that could help folks in a big way. I mean, yes. And I was actually going to ask you if there's anything like that out there. So it's good to know that at least it's coming. Because, and you know, somebody like Lamont and other folks like him, they could totally use the iPad Mini. And if it's really hot, then that's when they use their phone. I mean, you just kind of have to be flexible with using both and getting used to going back and forth in the event that you need to.
Totally true. Totally true.
Yeah,
just
options.
For me, like, since I fly so much, this is my go-to option. And a lot of people are like, oh, well,
it's always with you.
My battery always goes out. You know what I mean? I'm in fact going to write down right now to send the Monoprice link. I'm going to put a link in the podcast. In fact, I just wrote you, Rob, an email with all the links I'm going to put in the podcast today. There is a $25 or $30 Monoprice battery. It's 20,000 milliamps. That means you can charge your phone 20 times on it. Okay. For me, it's been incredible. There have been whole days and in fact, 2 day periods where we didn't have power and we were fine because of this battery and it's $25. Mm-hmm. So if you are worried about using your phone as a screen for your drone, I am going to put a link in the show notes. Check this battery out. I bought one for everyone I know. In fact, I bought one for you, Rob.
You did. It's in my bag.
Yeah.
It goes everywhere I go.
They're
just
amazing,
in case.
Aren't they?
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's great. So, charges up my Beats, my phone, whatever I need.
It's it's amazing how much battery power that thing has.
Yeah.
But anyway, guys, that is going to do it for us today. I'll make sure those links are in the show for you. And again, thank you as always for listening in. Please leave us a review. Please share this podcast if you found it useful. And that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.